This morning we're speaking with Mark White from PI Real Estate. He's in Kalanga and North Lakes. Mark is the author of Going for Sold. His book is a how-to guide for preparing your property for sale. This morning we're talking about what makes a successful open home. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, listeners.
Mark, what does an agent do to ensure a successful open home? What sort of things?
You know, Greg, it's interesting that a good agent actually starts the day they've been appointed in preparing for their first open home. By that I mean they put their that property through their database, they'd find their hot buyers, they'd invite as many people as they can to come to the open home. They might put neighbourhood invitations in to say there's an open home this Saturday or Thursday night. They'd do a lot of preparation to build as many people, particularly for those first open homes, so there's a good crowd.
Right. And how's realestate.com used for that?
Yeah, realestate.com is the gorilla in the room in some ways. It's a big portal, but there's lots of real estate portals. And so making sure that there's a good write-up, making sure there's excellent photos, it's so essential that homeowners have professional photography and floor plans so buyers can see that.
Right. So there's a lot of factors come into play just in addition to promotion and marketing of it.
Correct. And we're talking about the preparation before the actual day. What we find these days is most people, and the statistics show us, that they're on the lounge Friday night, they're watching TV, whatever, and they're on their iPad, they're looking around for tomorrow. The houses that stand out on the iPad are the ones that they're going to get off the lounge into the car and drive to.
Mark, What happens on the day? What does the property seller need to be doing and what does the agent need to do on the day?
Yeah, Greg, we've talked about previously about that presentation. So ideally before the day, the lawns are mowed, the bathrooms are clean, ready. And on the day, the vendor gets the beds made, the lights on. It looks at its best on the day. If it's going to be a hot day like this weekend, have the air conditioning on, some flowers, some just whatever accentuates the positives for the beautiful home. From the agent's perspective, that starts early. In some areas, you can put out your directionals early. You'll have all the preparation on the streets, so you get those passive buyers that just drive by. A good agent will be there early. They'll just double-check the home. One of my friends had a rat that fell in the pool and drowned, and he got that out early. So you need to be there early for that preparation. And then have your information, your good flyers. You need that good takeaway things for the buyers to take with them. It's really important that on the day there's a display and the agent's there with enthusiasm.
What other things happen on the day, Mark?
Yeah, look, something that's really important for vendors to consider is they need to put a buyer's hat on. And by that, I mean they're emotionally attached to the home because it's their home, but they need to look at it from a buyer's perspective. So if you recall, we've talked about a little joke, she chooses and he pays. And by that, I mean the two most important things are kitchens and en-suites. So For the homeowners, if they just look at those two things and make sure they look great, that just helps accentuate the opportunity for the agent to sell a home.
Right. So we've had the open home, we've had people through, you've packed up. What about the follow-up? What happens there?
You know, I've got to share a little bit of a secret there. You know what? Most agents pack up and go home, and that's what they do. Good agents know that in that afternoon, they'll get on the phone, they'll call everybody that's been through the home, they'll discuss the virtues of that particular home, and a good agent will probably sell it on that day. Too many agents just pack up and go to the beach and don't worry about it till the following week. So I would suggest future home sellers do their research by going to some open homes and see what the follow-up's like. Because you don't want one of those ones going to the beach Saturday afternoon not working for you.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time today, Mark.
Thank you very much.
This is the Business and Real Estate Show with Greg on 101.5 FM.